the nativity of our Lord is written in Exodus chapter 40. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up. So Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set up its boards, put in its bars, and raised up its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle, and put the covering on the top on the tent, the covering of the tent on top of it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it into the ark, inserted the poles through the rings of the ark, and put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung up the veil of the covering, and partitioned off the ark of the testimony, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of the meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all of the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Titus chapter 3. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives life to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for this Christmas morning is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Thus far the text. Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, not many know that Christmas was not celebrated by the church for the first 3 centuries. things, like trees, lights, carols, or gifts, weren't relied upon to make or break the idea of Christmas. Because people back then simply went to church, and Christmas was only about the birth of Christ, and was many centuries away from being turned into the marketing ploy that it has sadly become by society today. One of the earliest preserved Christmas sermons comes from the 4th century, 1,640 years ago, by a preacher named John. John was the Archbishop of Constantinople and was nicknamed Chrysostom, which means golden mouth, because of the clarity of his proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the words of this departed and sainted brother in Christ, the good news shall yet again be proclaimed through his preaching today, to the exaltation of the same Lord Jesus Christ, whose birth is celebrated and praised today, not only with John, but with the whole church on earth and in heaven, and with the angels and archangels who surround God's holy throne. This sermon has been printed and inserted in the back of your bulletin. I specifically done that so that you could follow along. You are highly encouraged to read along silently, of course, to follow Chrysostom's thoughts. You'll know as you read along why I would like you to read along. Chrysostom preached in a very eloquent and golden mouth fashion, but yet his preaching is extremely Christ-centered and very lofty and deep in thought. Chrysostom preaches, "Behold a new and wondrous mystery. My ears resound to the shepherd's song, piping no soft melody, but chanting full forth a heavenly hymn. The angels sing, the archangels blend their voice in harmony, the cherubim hymn their joyful praise, the seraphim exalt his glory. All join to praise this holy feast, beholding the Godhead here on earth and man in heaven. He who is above now for our redemption dwells here below, and he that was lowly is by divine mercy raised. Bethlehem this day resembles heaven, hearing from the stars the singing of angelic voices, and in place of the sun enfolds within itself on every side the sun of justice. And ask not how, for where God wills, the order of nature yields. For he willed, he had the power, he descended, he redeemed. All things yielded in obedience to God. This day he who is born, and who he who is becomes what he was not. For when he was God, he became man, yet not departing from the Godhead that is he, nor yet by any loss of divinity became he man, nor through increase became he God from man, but being the Word, he became flesh. His nature, because of the impassibility, remaining unchanged. And so the kings have come, and they have seen the heavenly King that has come upon the earth, not bringing with him angels, nor archangels, nor thrones, nor dominations, nor powers, nor principalities, but treading a new and solitary path. He has come forth from a spotless womb. Since this heavenly birth cannot be described, neither does his coming amongst us in these days permit of too curious scrutiny. Though I know that a virgin this day gave birth, and I believe that God was begotten before all time, yet the manner of this generation I have learned to venerate in silence. And I accept that this is not to be probed too curiously with wordy speech. For with God we look not for the order of nature, but rest our faith in the power of Him who works. What shall I say to you? What shall I tell you? I behold a mother who has brought forth. I see a child come to this light by birth. The manner of his conception I cannot comprehend. Nature here rested, while the will of God labored. Oh, ineffable grace, the only begotten, who is before all ages, who cannot be touched or be perceived, who is simple without body, and has now put on my body that is visible and liable to corruption. For what reason? That coming amongst us, he may teach us, and teaching, lead us by the hand to the things that men cannot see. For since men believe that the eyes are more trustworthy than the ears, they doubt of that which they do not see. And so he has deigned to show himself in bodily presence, that he may remove all doubt. Christ, finding the body and soul of the Virgin, builds for himself a living temple, and as he had willed, formed there a man from the Virgin, and putting him on this day came forth, unashamed of the lowliness of our nature. For it was to him no lowering to put on what he himself had made. Let that handiwork be forever glorified, which became the cloak of its own creator. For as in the first creation of flesh, man could not be made before the clay had come into his hand, so neither could this corruptible body be glorified until it had first become the garment of its maker. What shall I say? And how shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. The Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched, who is simple without complexity, now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by an infant's bands. But he has decreed that shame shall become creation the measure of his goodness. For this he assumed my body, that I may become capable of his word. Taking my flesh, he gives me his spirit, and so he bestowing, and I receiving. He prepares for me the treasure of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me. He gives me his spirit, that he may save me. Come then, let us observe the feast. Truly wondrous is the whole chronicle of the Nativity. This day the ancient slavery is ended, the devil confounded, the demons take flight, the power of death is broken, paradise is unlocked, the curse is taken away, sin is removed from us, error driven out, truth has been brought back, the speech of kindliness diffused and spreads on every side. The heavenly way of life has been implanted on the earth. Angels communicate with men without fear, and men now hold speech with angels. Why is this? Because God is now on earth, and man in heaven. On every side, all things blend. He became flesh. He did not become God. He was God. Wherefore he became flesh, so that he whom heaven did not contain, a manger would this day receive. He was placed in a manger, so that he by whom all things are nourished may receive an infant's food from his virgin mother. So the father of all ages, as an infant at the breast, nestles in the virgin's arms, that the Magi may more easily see him. Since this day the Magi too have come and made a beginning of withstanding tyranny, and the heavens give glory as the Lord is revealed by a star. To him, then, who out of confusion has brought a clear path, to Christ,